With the Hawaii primary election only a year away, why is Governor Ige's coffer so low? Civil Beat political and opinion editor Chad Blair considered that question, and he joins us now for a reality check. Hi, Chad.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Okay, so Governor David Ige has just $250,000 in his reelection war chest. It should maybe not be lost on us that he had about double that when he challenged Governor Ige, Governor Abercrombie, to win the primary not that long ago. But would you have expected that he would have far more in his coffers by now?
Yes. Incumbent governors hold fundraisers. They raise money precisely because they want to win a second term. And at this time, 3 years ago, when Governor Ige was considering challenging Governor Abercrombie, Neil Abercrombie had over $2 million in cash on hand. And, of course, everybody thought he was going to speed to reelection. Well, that didn't turn out that way. Even though Abercrombie outspent Ige by 10 to 1, it was like $5 million to $500,000. Ige, of course, won in a historic landslide. Still, one wonders whether Ige, having so little money, is that an indication that support for his reelection is soft? I think that is the reality check for this morning. And as you know, there are people that are talking about challenging him.
Yeah, and that's part of why you would think that maybe he would be wanting to have more in his war chest. Or is it the idea that, perhaps he feels that he won with just 500,000, as you mentioned, 10-to-1 ratio when he challenged Governor Abercrombie. Maybe he feels that it's not about the money.
Well, he did, in fact, end up raising about $2 million himself once he got past the primary, once he defeated Abercrombie in 2014. He then, remember, had three challengers, Mufi Hanneman and Duke Iona, and there was a Libertarian candidate as well. So it was a crowded field. So he ended up raising a lot of money. In fact, between the primary in August and the general election in November that year, he practically had a fundraiser every day. So clearly he knows how to do it. Clearly he knows that you need money. I mean, just for the advertising alone, running TV commercials, print newspaper ads online, you can't run with only $500,000 for a statewide office. Although, I know he did it in the primary, but if he's going to run the general, he's going to need money.
Especially if he's challenged by certain people, including perhaps Colleen Hanabusa.
Right. That's the big elephant in the room, so to speak. And there's others as well. The mayor of Kauai, Bernard Carvalho, has been talked about as a possible candidate. The governor himself knows there will be a contested primary. So if that's the case, you do need to get the word out. Wonder why more money isn't going his way.
And have you been able to unearth any reasons for that, that others are
hanging
by and they're just waiting to see what's going to happen before they decide where they're going to put their money? But clearly not giving it directly to him.
Exactly. They didn't respond to us. I could tell you real quickly, a lot of Ige's own staff gave him money. So that's interesting. They want to keep their jobs.
Well, that may be a few other things.
Who doesn't?
Have a good weekend, Chad. Talk to you later.
Yeah, thanks, Beth Ann.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring political and opinion editor Chad Blair.